91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 24 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. A gunman has been reported near a Virginia Tech dining hall, official said just hours ago. The university issued an alert on its website telling students and employees to stay inside and secure doors. The alert said the gunman was reported near Dietrich Hall, a three-story dining facility. The dining hall is steps away from the dorm where the first shootings took place in 2007 when a student gunman killed 32 people and then himself. Police from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg are searching for the man, as well as the Montgomery County Sheriff deputies. A man has been charged for fraud after an incident at the Rogers Video Store in Trenton. Quinty West OPP responded to the store after being informed a man was trying to activate a cell phone with a suspicious ID. When police asked for ID, the man presented two pieces that bared no resemblance to the man. The man eventually provided ID that properly identified him, and 57-year-old Douglas Cartmill of Oshawa was arrested and charged with fraud. Cartmill also had outstanding warrants for theft under $5,000, breach of probation, and failed to attend court. He was held for bail hearing. Central Hastings OPP are reminding people to lock their vehicles. This coming after an unlocked vehicle was entered in Madoc on Tuesday night, however nothing was stolen. That same night, Quinty West OPP was busy with people entering vehicles as well. Quinty West OPP Constable Dave Snyder says drivers should always lock doors, and there are some other tips to prevent incidents like this as well.
Make sure your purses and wallets are on you, or at least locked away somewhere in the vehicle and they're out of sight. If they leave them where they're easily accessible, people will break the windows to get at stuff like that.
13 children and two adults remain in hospital after being flung from a hay wagon which flipped over at a Christian youth camp in Quebec. Janice Ouellette, a spokesman for the University of Sherbrooke Hospital Center, says everyone is recovering.
All in all, in those 15 persons, we think that during the day, five or six will be able to go back home.
Three of the children remain in intensive care. The son of former Newfoundland Premier Brian Tobin faces sentencing today for the impaired driving death of his good friend. Terry Pedwell has that.
Jack Tobin pleaded guilty in May to impaired driving causing the death of Alex Zulpes. And Tobin is to appear for sentencing in an Ottawa court a little more than 7 months after Zulpes was killed in the early hours of last Christmas Eve when he was pinned under a truck. Tobin faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. His lawyer has said it's up to the court to decide whether Tobin's guilty plea should influence a lighter sentence. The 24-year-old has been free on bail since Christmas Day and living with his parents. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
There's labor peace at the Montreal-based Air Transat, where unionized flight attendants have ratified a tentative contract. It's a 5-year deal retroactive to last November. Among other things, the contract calls for pay increases and pension upgrades. Thousands of Haitians still living in refugee camps after last year's massive earthquake are bracing for Tropical Storm Emily. U.S. National Hurricane Center spokesman, Dennis Felkin, says the storm is expected to bring enough rain to cause severe flooding and mudslides.
Rain is the big problem. Emily is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 6 to 12 inches, with isolated amounts of 20 inches possible over both the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Aid organizations have been building canals and camps in Port-au-Prince to try to channel the water away from where the warning people there's no significant danger, but many say they have nowhere else to go. Oil continues to fall amid signs the U.S. economy is slowing down. After hitting a 5-week low yesterday, oil is down 25 cents this morning. It's trading at $91.68 U.S. a barrel. So far this week, the price has fallen by over $4. The price of gold continues to climb after hitting a record closing high yesterday. Gold is up 80 cents this morning. The yellow metal is seen as a safe haven during turbulent economic times. It was a terrifying ordeal for a teenager in Sydney, Australia, but police say it was an elaborate hoax. Someone wearing a disguise attached a suspicious device to Madeleine Pulver in her suburban home. The 18-year-old spent 10 horrifying hours with the device on her until a bomb squad determined it contained no explosives. Detective Superintendent Luke Moore says that while an extensive investigation is underway, a few additional details are confirmed.
There was a letter attached to this device, or a note attached to this device that did make certain demands. We are treating this as an attempted extortion, a very serious attempted extortion.
The family was at a loss to explain the bizarre attack. And U.S. President Barack Obama is celebrating a milestone birthday. Ann Compton has that.
It wasn't Marilyn Monroe. Hometown Chicago star Jennifer Hudson serenaded President Obama
as he turned 50 with a campaign fundraiser.
By the time I wake up, I'll have an email from AARP asking me to call President Obama and tell him to protect Medicare.
His birthday events back here are private. Washington's in no mood this week to celebrate. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
And that's 91X News at 12:07. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
Brett Cecil takes a 4-4 record to the mound as the Toronto Blue Jays look for a series win in Tampa Bay. They wrap up a three-game set this afternoon. Wade Davis gets the call for the Rays. Tampa roughed up starter Carlos Villanueva and beat Toronto 9-1 last night. Derek Jeter had five hits, Curtis Granderson drove in five runs, and the Yankees pounded the Chicago White Sox 18-7. Robinson Cano and Eric Chavez each had four RBIs for New York, which won for the ninth time in 11 games. The Yankees brushed off the news before the game that injured third baseman Alex Rodriguez is being investigated by Major League Baseball for his alleged involvement in illegal high-stakes poker games. Marv Schneider has more.
Major League Baseball says it plans to interview Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez about allegations that he took part in celebrity poker games. The commissioner's office said it has been looking into those reports and will talk with Rodriguez about them. Rodriguez currently is on the disabled list after knee surgery. One of his spokesmen says the reports are not true. Marv Schneider, New York.
Tiger Woods is set to make his return to the PGA Tour at the Bridgestone Invitational in Ohio. It will be his first term in action since the Players' Championship in May. Woods has an afternoon tee time with British Open champion Darren Clark. He's a seven-time winner of the tournament. Anthony Calvillo and the Montreal Alouettes are looking to snap out of a funk as they visit Toronto. The Elves have dropped two straight games since beating the Argos at home last month. Toronto has also been struggling with a 1-4 record. Calvillo needs just nine completions to surpass Damon Allen's CFL record. Canada's junior men's hockey team prospects hit the ice in Edmonton's Rexall Place, with 47 players taking part in the summer development camp. Head coach Don Hay says he didn't take it easy on his troops, running a high-tempo first practice.
I think that, you know, we want guys to execute, we want guys to perform well, we want guys to show their best, and, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to keep pushing players to be a little bit better.
Nashville Predators GM David Poile put the best spin he could on Shea Weber's arbitration award, saying it's proof he's one of the best in the NHL. Weber, who was offered $4.75 million U.S., was instead awarded $7.5 million for next season. That's the highest amount ever awarded in arbitration. Poile says they'll continue to work on a longer-term contract once the season gets started. And Chicago Blackhawks general manager Stan Bowman says he made it a priority to sign forward Patrick Sharp to a contract extension, and he got the job done. Sharp, who led the Blackhawks with 34 goals last season, signed a five-year extension. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. 91x weather today: sunny, a high 28, a UV index of 10 or very high. Tonight, clear, a low 15. Sunny tomorrow, becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon, a high 27. And the weekend is looking a little wet as of now. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of showers, a high 26. And Sunday showers, a high 25. At 12:10, it's 24 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.FM. I'm Mark Venema.